The ABC has obtained information on the numbers of Australians being prescribed medicinal cannabis. Last year, the federal government relaxed the restrictions on its use, but it's still only available to patients who have serious illnesses. The ABC's medical reporter is Sophie Scott. Sophie, tell us about the numbers you've obtained. How do they compare to the number of patients that the medical profession was expecting?
Well, it was really a bit of an unknown, Eleanor, because this is the first time that Australian patients have really had access to medicinal cannabis in a proper way, in an easy way. It was very difficult and bureaucratic before now to get it. So last year, the federal government really relaxed the rules and made the system much easier. And so since March last year, there's been more than 3,000 scripts written for patients to get medicinal cannabis. And there's been a steady curve up. If you look at the figures in March last year, it was only 54 scripts, whereas in January this year, it was 670 scripts. So there's a definite increase in the number of patients getting access to medicinal cannabis given this new system.
And is medicinal cannabis being used by people with a range of health problems?
Yeah, so the government and the authorities really looked at what the best evidence was for different conditions. And the most common reasons people are getting it are for chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting, for kids with epilepsy where medications failed. And that's one that you may have heard of and that listeners may have heard of. There's been some quite robust studies to show it does work well in that indication. But then also things like cancer pain and nerve pain and muscle problems from patients with MS. And even things like anorexia, it's showing some good results in patients with anorexia. So it's really quite a broad range of patients, really.
And there was concern before this legislative change last year about side effects of medicinal cannabis. What have you seen so far in the patients using it?
Yeah, so you're right what you say about side effects because, it is a plant-based medicine. It might interact with other medications that patients are taking. So there have been some concerns, but then the doctors that we spoke to said most of their patients are actually tolerating it remarkably well. And we spoke to Professor Judith Lacey, who's an oncologist at the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse.
I've been told I'm microdosing people because people really don't need big doses. They're not walking around. I think the perception is that people would be feeling stoned and the life with cancer is in this stoned haze, and actually people are functioning very highly and feeling better control of their symptoms from my patients. Stop it when their chemotherapy's over, the chemotherapy-related nausea. I've had patients who have benefited significantly, particularly for complex refractory pain where getting up every 4 hours to take extra opioids right throughout the night to having some, one of my patients is using cannabis initially just at night and said, well, her sleep's improved, her pain has improved dramatically, she's happy, and it's reduced the dependency on opioids.
So that's Professor Judith Lacey from the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse, which is a Sydney-based cancer centre. There is ongoing debate, though, about the scientific evidence for prescribing cannabis, isn't there?
There is, and I think Australia's in a really unique position at the moment because we are introducing it into our health system, and there are concerns that we don't necessarily want to end up like the United States, where in some states it's available very freely for pretty much any medical condition. So what they've done here is really look at where is the strongest evidence for medicinal cannabis, and certainly children with epilepsy where the medication hasn't worked, there's very good evidence that medicinal cannabis can help there. There's good evidence for people with MS who suffer from muscle problems. There's some evidence for nerve pain and non-cancer pain, but it's not great evidence. And there's only moderate evidence for nausea related to chemotherapy. And there's very few studies on palliative care. So Australia is actually doing some of those studies as well. There's a really good study being done on anorexia and medicinal cannabis, which we'll have the results of hopefully next year. So the research is still ongoing. And I think at the moment they're looking at prescribing it really within that sort of small window where we do know there's some evidence that it's going to make a difference. But it is early days. And I think the public health officials are just concerned that we don't want to sort of let it out to every patient who might think they want it, because it does have side effects. It can interact with medications. People can't drive when they're using it. So it's not something that you necessarily want every patient to access all the time.
That's the ABC's medical reporter, Sophie Scott.